This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Minutes ago, it was announced that President Donald Trump has approved a moderate deployment of American troops and equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to act in a defensive role. The United States is placing blame for last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities on Iran, a charge Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said on Friday evening that the president authorized the move in response to requests for help from Saudi Arabia and the UAE. President Donald Trump said he wants a complete deal with China on trade. He said this during a press conference at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
We're looking for a complete deal. I'm not looking for a partial deal.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't feel the need to secure a trade deal with China before next year's election, but adds if an agreement were to be reached between now and then, it would probably be a positive thing for his campaign. For his part, Morrison said that Australia has benefited greatly from China's economic growth. However, deals have to be fair. He also added that China should be playing by the same set of rules as other developed nations. A wave of climate change protests swept across the globe on Friday, with hundreds of thousands of young people sending a message to world leaders that the warming world can't wait for action. Several thousand protesters, including university student Olive Sontag, are marching to the Capitol building in Washington.
I really want my kids and my grandkids to see the world, and I want them to experience all the wonderful things I've experienced. I want them to experience better things than I've experienced. And if we continue on the path we are right now, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to have kids.
The protests were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who has staged weekly demonstrations over the past year. This is VOA.